The March 20 devotion is entitled Friendship with God and references Genesis 18:17, which reads, "The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?" Of course, God is referring to his plan to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. His revelation of that plan to Abraham leads Abraham to intercede on behalf of the righteous, asking God to spare those cities if a certain number of the righteous can be found there. Famously, he starts with a minimum count of 50 righteous before eventually working his way down to 10, a number that God accepts. The relevant point of that passage for our purposes is that Abraham enjoyed an intimacy with God that allowed him to prayerfully negotiate with God. Chambers asserts that friendship with God involves both delights and difficulties. The delights are founded on a friendship with God that is so close that you'll never need to ask Him to show you His will. According to Chambers, such a relationship with God creates a life of freedom and liberty and delight, and you make decisions in perfect, delightful friendship with God. What a contrast to the typical, earthly, secular way of thinking, which teaches that the things of this world will bring freedom, liberty, and delight, while intimacy with God will result in bondage, legalism, and boredom. Chambers suggests that the difficulties associated with friendship with God are attributable to our lack of boldness in pursuing God in prayer. That lack of boldness reflects a lack of intimacy, and vice versa. We tend to stop short in prayer, just as Abraham did. While that may seem natural to us, Chambers warns against it, citing the words of Christ in John 17:22, that they may be one just as we are one, as the basis for our boldness in pursuing God. He goes on by asking us to examine our purpose in prayer, for he well knows that most of us will seek something for ourselves in prayer rather than seeking intimacy with God. He reminds us that since God knows our needs, the reason we ask is not to inform Him, but rather to get to know Him better. As usual, Chambers sets a high bar for those who would follow Christ. He urges an intimacy with God founded on bold prayer. For many of us, that sort of intimacy with God seems impossible and perhaps even undesirable. But Christ Himself cherished intimacy with the Father, and the same should be true of us.